This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're in the midst of the fall fine art auction season. Last night at Christie's, a painting of a nude reclining figure by Modigliani went for more than $170 million. One thing about the early 20th century artist Modigliani, it's not like he only painted a few pictures in his lifetime. He was prolific, and that might have been part of the high price last night. Here to explain is Blake Gopnik, critic at large for ArtNet News and a contributor to the New York Times. He's joining us from the archives of the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, where he's researching his new Warhol biography. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, David.
So as this auction season proceeds here, it got you thinking about a kind of alternate economic universe for the market for fine art?
All the normal rules of everything get reversed in the art world, and the normal rules of economics seem to be reversed too. If you decrease supply, you increase demand, but that doesn't work in the art market. A very prominent auctioneer explained to me, collectors like to collect, and to collect, you have to be able to get a whole bunch of stuff together. They want to be able to buy 50, 100 works by their pet artist, and you can't do that with some of the most famous artists out there.
So if you have like five of a particular artist, not enough to drive up the price in many cases.
That's right. The market needs a whole bunch of collectors all fighting for the same thing. That's how auctions work, right? Last week at Sotheby's, their Impressionist and Modern sale, a Van Gogh, right? An artist where there are very few works out there in the market. You'd think that that would mean the prices would be higher than anything else. Well, there was a lovely 1889 landscape that went for only, and the word only in the art world is a strange one, only $54 million.
So if somehow I could discover a whole bunch more works by that artist that are in circulation, maybe you think it would have been higher.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to not only discover them, but then convince a bunch of collectors that there's going to be more out there. You have to turn Van Gogh into a lively marketplace. Collectors want to have a lot of works by the artist, but they also want the fun of bidding competitively. And there just aren't enough Van Goghs that aren't in museums for that to happen. Whereas Pablo Picasso, who made unbelievable numbers, well, his market is huge. A Picasso from 1901 in the same auction went for almost $70 million, probably because people can collect Picassos because there's so much out there.
Blake Gopnik is critic at large for ArtNetNews.com. He's also working on his forthcoming, but he won't say when, Warhol biography. Blake, thank you.
Thank you, David.